Welcome, everyone. This is Coach Jennifer Powell, and this is the Power 100 call of the Flush Your Fat for Good program. And today is Tuesday, August 8th. Can you believe it? 8-8 already. It's just flying by. I have Coach Patty on the line tonight with us. Patty, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome to the call. How are you?
I am blessed very much. Uh-huh.
Good. And I know Dr. Vicki is on the line, and Jackie, I think, is on the line now as well. Welcome, ladies.
Oh, hello. I'm here. Welcome, Patty.
Hi, Patty. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Since Patty normally is not on the call, usually we have Coach Janet on the call, I thought maybe I would just ask her a couple questions to get the call started, just to kind of introduce her to everyone. Patty, nothing hard is coming here. But how did you learn about the Flush Your Fat for Good program? Did a friend introduce it to you, or how did you find out about it?
Yes, I have a very good friend, Kathy. I had just had surgery, and so I was laid up, and she had church had a meal train going, and so she brought the fruit salad and the vegetable salad and goat yogurt and soy milk, and told me all about Flush the Fat. I had been trying for years and years to lose weight, lose fat, and I had just been a yo-yo dieter for many, many, many years, and I had just joined that month my weight group again for the umpteenth time, and I couldn't go because I had fallen and hurt myself and had to have emergency surgery on my shoulder, and so I was so ready. I was really ready to try something new, and when she brought this to me, I just went, I'm ready, and so I started, and I haven't looked back.
Wow, so you had it delivered right to your home.
I had it delivered to my home.
And goat yogurt and everything.
Goat yogurt and everything. That was June of 2015, so that was 26 months ago.
Wow, so you started not too long after I did. And tell everyone your results. What have you lost? How do you feel different? What has happened for you?
Oh, my. It's just incredible. I was wearing a size 20, 22. I should have been wearing the 22, but I was probably trying to get into a 20, weighing 250 pounds. And, you know, having to have an afternoon nap, feeling very sluggish. You know, life was not good for me. You know, I had a lot of health issues that went along with obesity. And you know, I think I was really in trouble, but, starting on this, now I'm no longer on my blood pressure medicine. You know, I've just tapered off at three of those. I sleep like a baby. I've lost from 250 down to 177, and I'm a big girl. I wear a size 11 shoe. I have a man size hand. I'm a big person, but I carry it. I wear it now a size. I'm really close to a size 10. My clothes are pretty close to 10. But I haven't really bridged into that yet, cause I have so many 12s, but, you know, I'm just feeling so incredibly healthy. My numbers, even, you know, my, health numbers from my blood work, everything. My doctor's just amazed at me. He said to me my last checkup, could you come be a spokesperson for my clients here, for my patients?
Because, excellent.
You know, you know, when they ask you, oh, hey, would you need to lose 50 pounds? And I don't lose 50 pounds. I lose 70 plus. And so, you know, they're just astounded. So, and, you know, there's no turning back for me. This is totally a lifestyle for a lifetime for me. I'm not turning back. This is it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't it you that went for some kind of follow-up appointment? I don't remember the exact story, but you went in for some tests and the machine didn't think that it was really the same person. Was that you?
Yes. Yes. That was at my that was at my cardiologist. They're going, oh no, this isn't you. this isn't who it is. And I'm going, no, this is me.
And really me.
He was the one that said, oh my goodness. And just literally dismissed me. You don't need to be my patient anymore.
Yeah.
I had been having, you know, a bout with AFib and never had another bout with that. And no, I'm doing really well. So just got to get
Wonderful.
Rid of my low back issue,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, that's coming. That's really coming.
Yeah.
I'm mowing
Good.
The lawn all the time. I have to fight my husband to get out to mow the lawn because I like to do it.
Yeah. That's good exercise, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. It's great exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Jackie or Vicki, is there any question really you want to ask Patty?
Patty, that's a great story that somebody delivered the FYF for good food to you. That mm-hmm. is, like, priceless. And we've talked about this often, that eventually we want to have prepackaged foods like at the Trader Joe's and Sprouts and things like that. That is like Jackie's chicken salad, yogurt and nuts, three egg omelets, things like this. So because when you've got somebody that's homebound, especially if they're in globesity, if they're obese and cannot leave the house that much, they're homebound, that that's an awesome thing that you just triggered my ideas on. But did you, when you first, I mean, your pictures before and after are like, it's not even the same person.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's what's so amazing to me, that you could get the ebook, learn how to eat this properly, when everybody else winds up doing the Nutrisystems or the Glendoras or the Weight Watchers or the whatever mm-hmm. the food programs are, and you've done a million, I'm sure, like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Why did this make sense to you? Why did you say, okay, I hurt myself, I couldn't go to that other group. Why didn't you just say, well, thank you, Kathy, I signed up for my other group, I'm just going to go do that? What was it that changed you when you looked at this lifestyle saying, okay, I think I can do this?
Well, I think what is so different about it is, like, I don't know if you... if you ever go to like a Denny's restaurant and look at their menu, their pages and pages and pages and pages of options for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that gets me really, it's hard for me to choose. It's hard for me to choose from all those options.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was with the program that I was on. I had so many options to choose from. And a lot of the options that I chose from were really the wrong options for me. But this, I get to choose from Jackie's chicken salad, from the three egg omelet, from you know, my refrigerator, if you've seen how I stack my refrigerator weekly, I have 10 little 2-cup Tupperware containers that are full of fruit, and then I stack those up. And so I just grab that twice a day. I grab my Jackie's chicken salad. I have 10 of those in there, and then I have 10 of my veggie salad all made up. And then I have a pre-cooked chicken. So It's simple. That's what mm-hmm. I like about this, is the simplicity of it, that it's just simple. You're not having to think about, oh, now I don't have this part of this recipe to make this particular thing. I'm making Jackie's chicken salad. All I need is cucumbers, chicken, broccoli, scallops, and pickles. There's just, you know, and if I want to put a little bit of celery in it, if I want to put some cauliflower, if I want to put some Roma tomatoes in it, I can, to make it mm-hmm. a little bit, you know, different. But the basic part of it is just so simple. And then when I make my 3-egg omelet in the morning, some mornings I'll put, you know, a true story chicken sausage, dice that up, and then I'll get out my veggie, 2-cup thing of veggies already diced up, and throw that in the skillet and saute that, and then take my 3 eggs. My homegrown 3 eggs, mind you, now that I get to have now that I have 22 chickens.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I know. I wish you guys were around because I could give
them
to you.
So what I hear you saying is, and I find this is an issue all the time for people that want to lose fat. They want a diet. It's fascinating what you said, because it's frustrating for people. And when they finally go, oh, God, I can't make this, or I was going to make this, and then it's just easier to get a loaf of bread out, or let me just grab some chips right now. I'm hungry. You know, they're not prepared. They don't have all that they need. They get confused. Too many options. Everybody thinks you got to eat all different kinds of food all the time, all through the week. And really, your body doesn't like that. Your body, just like kids and just like animals, they like habitual ritual. They like, right. Your body likes regularity. It likes homeostasis. It likes to always know what you're going to feed it and when you're going to feed it and how you're going to feed it. And it's frustrating when you're all confused. And now, if you're going to go out to eat, that's different. You're going to say, okay, is it going to, if you're on phase two, okay, am I going to do a starch meal or I'm going to do a protein meal? But basically, you pretty much know what to order when it's a starch meal or when it's a protein meal. So simplicity has not only made you more like totally organized and prepared, mm-hmm. but easier for you when you're hungry, you know what to go get, and it's mm-hmm. right there.
Exactly.
Brilliant. I love
it. So, you know, I just love that I always have it accessible and ready. And like today, I left this morning and I had my little bag with me, you know, and take my crayon flesh and take my Jackie's chicken salad and have it on ice in my car. And
yeah, there's no question. You're not stressing. Oh, I'm going to be hungry. Where do I stop off? Or what am I going to give you? Well, you know, had you not done this program, this lifestyle?
Oh, no. There's no question about it. I wouldn't even want to think, really.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think your doctors would want to think about it.
Because no.
It's not as if you were getting better.
No, absolutely not. No, my health was going down very much. Obesity was not good for my health. Obesity is not good for anybody's health. And I was totally in ignorance to it. I was totally, you know, ignoring it. I was totally, you know, just going, oh, well, I'll pay attention better a little bit later. you know.
Now, you took supplements, though. I know that you were aware of the Real Food Technology supplements, and you were aware of taking at least Nutrifying yourself, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had started doing that for a while, but, you know, not probably on a real regular basis. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm doing the Flush the Fat for Good, yeah, I do that every day, everything.
So now, for how long have you suffered with being over fat? 5 years, 10 years?
It's been 30 years. Because I was at a normal weight when I quit smoking in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, I just traded oral habits and gradually gained over 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of other things going on in my life that I had never addressed from childhood.
Like stressful things.
Mm-hmm. Very
yeah.
stressful.
We know stress puts, you know,
mm-hmm.
it kills,
mm-hmm.
you know, stress kills. But you're, of course, when you were smoking, that cuts your appetite. But that was
totally.
30 years ago. So within 30 mm-hmm. years, did you pretty much yo-yo? Did you just keep going up and up and up?
Oh, no, I yo-yoed. I could get myself down. I could get down. I could get way down, but I could never maintain. I could never, you know.
Okay, that's what I want to hear, because
yes.
that's when we mm-hmm. when we talk about Flush Your Fat for Good to be lean and healthy for life, people
right.
say, oh, you know, yeah, I can do programs. I know how to get this off. I know when I'm ready
yeah.
after the summer, I'm going to do it, you know, and then, but, you know, every time I get it off, it comes right back on. So I just, you
exactly.
know, I expect, blah, blah. This is different, isn't it?
This is totally different. It's totally different. And so and it's a total different mindset for me, because I know that I don't crave the sugar. I don't crave the carbs. I don't crave any of the junk food that used to have my name and my cookie jar used to have my name and call me. And, you know, I just literally do not have any of those.
Now, does that blow your mind?
It blows my mind. It does
yeah.
blow my mind. It does. Uh-huh. That I do not even have a desire to put a cookie, a piece of candy, nothing in my mouth that isn't nutritional.
Right.
I find
myself, frankly, the longer you're on this, and of course I've been doing this for years, but not that I wasn't a sugarholic. I wasn't I was a starchaholic, sugarholic. I've been known to eat 6 donuts, throw up, and go back and get 6 more. So, mm-hmm. you know, those were in my younger years of being young and dumb. But
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, with hypoglycemia, you always crave sugars. And
yeah.
I find that when I even think, you know, because when we think about food, many people, when you just think about it or see it, your salivary glands start releasing enzymes and saliva in your mouth. It's like Pavlov's theory. When a dog sees a certain food, it'll start drooling. We have the
right.
same thing. Even enzymes are released in our stomach to prepare for a food that we think we're going to eat because it's so delicious to us that we're craving, we want, and we'll just, our bodies will prepare for it before we even put it in our mouth. When I think now about eating a Winchell's donut or candy, doesn't it make, because this is what happens to me, I start to get nauseous.
Oh,
I start to remember the effects of what it, mm-hmm. I know what it'll do to me.
Exactly.
It doesn't even appeal to me anymore.
No. So I think the last question I have for you, and I think Coach Jennifer made a great choice in asking Coach Patty to get on today, because this is a wonderful interview, and all the information you're saying is going to help so many people on this call. And I think my last question to you is, you've been doing this since, I think you were on the second trial?
I was after that.
So you came after the second trial. Okay, so yes. You started this sometime in 2015.
Right,
June and 2015. So we're looking at about 2 years, 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What would ever make you stop doing Flush Your Fat for Good?
I think if somebody had the handcuff, they'd have to handcuff me. Nothing would ever stop me. No, there would be nothing that would stop me. Because here's the thing. I had such a, from my mouth to the other end, was such a wreck. It was such a wreck. I either had acid reflux, I either had a nauseated stomach all the time, I either had gas and bloating constantly, or I had diarrhea. I have none of that.
You were a happy camper for years,
boy. I was.
Was that quite a party gal? I would think that
I'm allergic to I have gluten intolerant, and luckily I had given that up. I had given up gluten probably a year and a half prior to this. So when this came on board, it was just a no-brainer. I mean, I didn't have a problem with that. And dairy,
right.
I didn't have a problem with that because I had pretty much given those two things up too, because I knew my body was going through some horrible problems. And I had to give those two things up, but I could still eat sugar. I could still eat a lot of sugar.
And you weren't food combining. All of the pillars put together, when you look at going into nutritional ketosis, then you learn food combining, low glycemic eating, Nutrifine, flushing, detoxing, everything, all of the eight pillars of this program, this lifestyle, it proves that it's not just take this pill and go about your business and you'll be fine, or have this food sent to you, eat it and go about your business. There's more to health and fat loss and being lean and healthy for life that it requires many pieces of the puzzle to come together, because you just said it. From your mouth to the anus was a mess. Your entire digestive tract, you start digesting in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from when it goes in and comes out, you were a mess, and that's 70 to 80% of your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So your doctors must be horrified, when they had you. Now they must be so glorified that you and happy because – I mean, everybody loves Patty, and everybody's watching a train wreck.
Right. Well, I had diverticulitis so bad. The last colonoscopy I had, it was probably about a year. It was within a year after I had started this. It's gone.
Yep.
It's gone. No signs of it at all.
Wow.
So,
well, that's what it's about. That's exactly what it is.
You're treating your digestive system right now, so it had time to heal.
Huh? Well, you would never get those results with other diet programs, because they do not address biochemistry and physiology.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. So I do feel like, I'm 66. I will be 67 in 20 days.
Wow.
So Kathy's 2 days after me. But, when people don't I mean, no, you're not. And I'm going, yes, I really am. But, you know, it's, I do believe I'm reversing. I'm reversing mm-hmm. my age, you know, by eating like this, by this lifestyle now. And, you know, I just can't, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot to be grateful for that, you know, I've stepped up to the plate and I've done this for myself to honor my body
mm-hmm.
that God has given me, because I was not treating my body the way God had wanted me to do that.
Was it because you didn't know how? Was it because you were confused? Was
how.
It because
no. No,
you didn't have a clue?
I didn't have a clue. I didn't
right.
have a clue.
Well, you're no not clue. Alone.
Yeah. And that's why when I hand my card to people, I just tell them, I have something that I want to tell you about that I had no clue about. This is something that has changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
This has transformed my life, and it might transform yours too. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to
mm-hmm.
give it a look at.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's
wonderful.
It's been a beautiful thing, and I really thank you so much.
Well, we're very happy to hear from you and hear that what this lifestyle has done for you. It's a gift to us because we're able to affect other people's lives for their lifestyle, for their lifetime.
Right.
And honest to God, Patty, the direction you were headed would have been questionable for the next several years.
Exactly.
What was going to happen to you?
I don't think it would have been very much fun.
No. And in fact, you know, I'm a two-time widow. And
yeah.
both my husbands left me at the age of 58 and 63.
Right.
So, you know, when we hit our 60s, what is it, Dr. Vicki? They say if you live past 63, or is it 65? I can't remember.
You either die before 65 or you live, if you know, obviously, you live past. They said if you live past 65, you have a good chance to live a lot longer life. In other words,
uh-huh.
probably into the 80s. I can't remember the exact stats, but most people, they said, don't make it to 65. A lot
right.
of people don't make it to 65. And those that do will be able to enjoy a longer life if you can just hit 65.
And that's
wow.
because they were like Patty. They don't have a clue. Patty got her second chance, really.
Right.
Because the
yep.
road she was going down, it could have been at any time for you. You had AFib, you had diverticulitis, you had all kinds of irritable bowel and issues.
Mm-hmm.
You
both
name
my
it.
Knees replaced. Both my
yeah.
knees replaced at 50, at 53.
Well,
yeah.
all you need to do now is work on your back, which is structural, but I think the stronger
right.
you get and whatever has to be done, helpful. I mean, you're mowing the lawn, so
mm-hmm.
that's pretty darn good.
And that was, my back was done from a car accident and a fall.
Right.
So, I'm working on it.
Well, thank you for all that information. That is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Yep. Thank you, Patty.